We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Monday, January 6th. Well, for the second year in a row, the Colorado Buffaloes couldn't protect their home court against Oregon State. The Buffs led by 11 on Sunday with just under 8 minutes to play, but were outscored 24-5 over the final 7 minutes and 27 seconds to drop a 76-68 decision at the Event Center. And it was about that time that the Beavers resorted to using their 1-3-1 zone defense with a half-court trap that turned the game around, forcing a rash of Colorado turnovers that sparked a 10-0 OSU run that baffled the Buffs the remainder of the night. Here's head coach Dan Boyle.
Look, Mark, we knew it was coming at some point. At every timeout, we said, okay, be ready for the 1-3-1, be ready, you know, and they threw it out. You know, I think we were up 10. And it was kind of the last resort for Oregon State. It was the last resort for them saying, okay, let's see if they can handle this. And yeah, we didn't handle it. Now, we practiced against it, okay, yesterday and the day before. We knew at some point it was coming. And what you have to do when it comes is you have to handle it a hell of a lot better than we handled it. Now, that's my fault as a coach. I'll take responsibility. I didn't have these guys. You know, now, how we handle it in practice and how we handle it in the game were two different animals. Now, we don't have Kyler Kelly in the middle. You know, we didn't play with it with the same aggressiveness that they played with it. But when they come with pressure, you have to attack pressure. And we got on our heels, and we got scared, and we couldn't pass, we couldn't catch, and we didn't come to meet balls. And we self-imploded. Yep. And I have to take responsibility. As the coach of this team, that's on me.
Tyler Bay led CU with 20 points and 8 rebounds, while McKinley Wright had a 14-point, 10-assist double-double. Shane Gatling added 11 for CU, all in the first half. The loss ended Colorado's 5-game win streak and dropped the Buffaloes to 12-3 overall and 1-1 in Pac-12 conference play. The Buffs wrap up a 3-game homestand to start Pac-12 play next Sunday at 4 p.m. with a matchup versus Utah at the Event Center. 48 hours made a world of difference for the Colorado women's basketball team on Sunday. The Young Buffaloes bounced back from their 58-point loss at number 2 Oregon on Friday and stood their ground against the number 3-rated Oregon State Beavers, falling 72-60 in Corvallis. CU's free throw shooting specifically in the second half was disheartening. The Buffs got to the line 14 times in a half, but only converted on 4. Here's head coach J.R. Payne after the game.
Yeah, I mean, to play the number three team in the country on their home court and lose by 12 and miss 9 free throws, I'm really looking at it going, man, I'd like those free throws back. But I'm really proud of our effort. Our fearlessness tonight was clearly on display for a young ball club. That's pretty fantastic.
Three Buffaloes finished in double figures. Sophomore Peanut Tuatele helped lead the charge with 15 points and 6 rebounds. Junior Maya Hollingshed put in 14 and led the Buffs with 9 boards. Freshman Jalen Sherrod totaled 13 points and handed out 6 assists. The Buffs return home after almost a month's absence. CU hosting Southern Cal on Friday and then close the weekend versus number 10 UCLA on Sunday at noon. By the way, tonight is our first Buffs prime time live at Corelli's in Boulder from 7 until 8 o'clock. Come on out and watch the show. Along with head coach Tad Boyle, we'll have sophomore Evan Batty and women's coach J.R. Payne joining us. The show airs across the state on the Colorado Basketball Network and in Denver on 850 KOA and 94.1 FM. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.